God, I hate this.
Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's the Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Is this over? It is over. Hey, Mr. Big Willie, how you doing there, sir? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you there? Yes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All
man,
right.
It's getting so close to election time. I can't wait to see Ron Ferguson get in, and then that Mike McCormick's going to get in. It's going to be a sweep, I think. Big sweep.
No question. Hey, I got a bone to pick with you. You just sent me a text saying that you might be driving in through a dead area and you might not be able to be on the air with me. And I just said, well, pull the hell over so you can do radio, for God's sake. What are we paying you for?
Yeah, read the other text that it sent.
Trucking. Hold on a second here. Hold on. This is great radio. Trucking, $2,000 a day, radio 000. Well, it sounds to me like you need a really good agent, is what I would say. Anyway.
Yeah. So I might have a new client starting tomorrow. We'll see today.
Oh, what's his name?
huge client.
Huge client. All right.
I can't say until we start because, I got to make sure that they see the results of what happens when they start getting Big Willie on their side. You know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you mean.
Radio station.
What's the name? What's the name of your? What's the name of your client? Say it.
Well, Tyler Park, Auctioneer Real Estate Services at Cambridge Realty. No.
Well, that's the one you've been talking about. Oh, for the love of God!
Big surprise.
All right. Also, big surprise. You're gonna make a big announcement. You're gonna make a big announcement.
Everybody's. I'll make a huge announcement. Everybody's going to be like, holy moly, how'd he get this?
No. Big announcement about some programming that you're involved in. You want to make the big announcement?
Program? What? You're out of here? That was huge news. Na, 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 na. Hey.
I hate you. I so hate you, honest to God.
Ain't that what they say in pitchers, like when they suck and they take the pitcher out and they put a relief pitcher in and the home team and the visitors, they're like, na, 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 hey, goodbye. Do you know your replacement yet?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't. Why don't you tell us?
Oh, I don't know him either. I have no idea.
Jeez.
No clue. I'm going to be doing a Saturday night special.
All right, now we're talking. Hold on. Is this a Belmont Buzz here? Is this Belmont?
Tell me what's happening, Belmont Buzz. Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
All right, so you're doing a big show here on Saturdays?
Yeah, Big Willie's Saturday Night Tailgate. Be 3 hours, 7 to 10. There's no competition with the big Johnny O over there at his house party, but this will be the country version. But toned down a little bit. It's not going to be all hype yet. We'll see how it goes. Probably going to start the 25th or so of April. So we're up there getting stuff worked out. And we're probably going to do a live broadcast on TikTok and Facebook. We'll see how that goes, too. That might come a couple weeks later so we get all the bugs worked out. Put all of our fancy stuff up. The studio's looking good. Johnny's been doing a lot of work in there. The new guy's putting his stuff in there. He is paid the same amount as us, zero, but he's putting money into the station. So, Mr. D Pockets is all over this guy. So it's working out really well for everybody. So I'm hoping he brings in a lot of ratings and I can get a whole ham this year.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck with that.
Do you still need me to call in?
No.
You want me to call and help you out?
You'd have to call the new guy on Biggie. You'd have to call him. That's what you.
You're gonna need help over there. I mean, your show is gonna fall apart if you don't get me. What's your clients gonna say now that I'm not gonna be on?
Thank God, probably is what they would say.
Your clients are gonna be so upset.
Jeez. Are you kidding me?
They'll be like, man, that Big Willie part really.
Hold on, there's Johnny O. Stay right here. Johnny O, come in here. He's making a big announcement here. You want to tell the people what the hell's going on? Because I have no words.
Don't look so sad.
So
I know it's
clear.
Over.
Johnny got an announcement.
You remember that song?
Can you get, you can't hear him. Can you plug in?
Because
he can't hear. The way this thing is set up, he can't hear anything. So plug it in there.
Okay.
Plug it in there. Hold on a second. This way he can hear you.
This isn't going to turn out good for you, I don't think, Dimitri. You better not put us together on the radio.
What do you mean not put the two of you together on the radio? You're on. Hold on a second. All okay. right. Yeah, I think he's got it ready. Okay. Johnny O, let it
testing.
Down.
1, 2.
Okay. He was putting you down saying that his show on this tailgate crap show is going to be better than Johnny O's house party tailgate thing. That's exactly what you said. We've got it on tape. What did you say?
You can play it back. I said it's not going to be as hype as Johnny O's show at a house party. It's just going to be a country 3-hour special on Saturday night, starting around the 25th of April, that we're going to do live.
Can you bring your sister?
The only one that's getting downgraded in this group of three right now is you going up to the river. You're out of here.
That's why I just said don't look so sad. You need to play the song for him for the good times by Ray Price. Do you remember that song?
Don't look so sad. This guy, Mr. Big Willie.
Thinks... Willie Nelson.
You're always
what's
on my mind.
Song, Johnny?
This big Willie guy thinks
no more.
Hit the road, Jack.
No.
Oh yeah, now you suck up to Johnny O. But before, my show's gonna be better. It's gonna be this, gonna be this, gonna be this, and it's gonna be just like Johnny O's house party, except it'll be a tailgate party. Honest my God, you're pathetic. You're pathetic.
Yeah,
you're pathetic. He's telling me the new
nobody can compete.
He's telling me the new guy. Shut up. The new guy, he's saying the new guy is not going to be paid. That's what Big Willie just said. Is that true?
I don't handle that department.
Okay, that's what Big Willie just said.
Nobody.
You going to deny that too?
He's just like me, getting paid $0.
Seriously?
None of us get paid. How much is your salary, Dimitri?
Oh, that's, wait a minute. I've got a non-disclosure agreement. My company.
You don't have no...
Dimitri 2020 LLC. We've got a non-disclosure agreement with Mr. Big Pockets here. But the announcement,
hey,
so who is this guy?
What's his name, Johnny Magnum?
Well,
tell Magnum in the morning.
Magnum?
That, yeah.
Are you serious?
Or Maverick. You know, you carry a big Magnum, don't you?
Ask some of my old girlfriends. So this guy, where did they get this guy from now? Who is
huge
this guy?
Huh?
Who is this guy? Where are they getting him from?
I don't know who he is.
You don't even know where he came from. You're really going to be upset.
I've been doing radio in the Ohio Valley for 40 years, and I've never heard of him.
So. Yeah, I've never heard of him either. Yeah. Well, who is this guy, Johnny? Or, listen to me, Johnny. Mr. Big Willie.
He was an announcer down at the racetrack. He introduced the dog.
Here comes Spunky!
This is going to work out really well for Biggie.
Coming around the corner now, in turn number three.
This is going to work out really well for Biggie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Jeez.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Tell him how many more likes we got on Facebook.
Did you see that? It shot up. It's like 6,200 now.
Woo! Jeez, that's really...
almost 600 people.
I already changed the mic flag in here, so it's gone.
Yes, I've got River Talk here. Can you add the other station? Is that possible?
What other station?
94.
Yeah, back to the basics.
I'll get my Sharpie out. Where's your red Sharpie? You can just write it on there.
There you go. You don't want to see. Oh, I can actually do this. Okay. Hold on. 94. What are we?
Hold on. There you
94.9?
94.9.
Okay, hold on. 90.
Hey, Dimitri, Punky was really upset that you couldn't get on the radio. You couldn't get her on the radio.
That's because he was country when country wasn't cool, so...
Well, yeah, they've kicked me off of Biggie. So, does she still want to come on?
Hold on a second. I got an emergency down here.
What do you mean emergency? Whoa. This is the emergency. We're doing live radio, my friend. Yeah. Why do you think we're paying you the big bucks? Hey, Johnny, don't leave.
I got stuff to do. I got a number
just
one show.
Just play another Madonna song for God's sake.
Go this way.
Anyway, so what's going on there? Is there an accident? Did you cause an accident? I think you did.
There's a fatality accident. They're turning me around.
Fatality? How do you know it's fatality?
That's what the DOT and the DOT and the Department of Highways is here right now, and they asked me to turn around. They're shutting the road down. It's right here, right before St. Mary's on Route 7.
What? Hello?
Fatality accident right past Center Valley Baptist Church.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
On Route 7.
Oh, my goodness. So, is it a one car accident or what happened? Can you tell?
They didn't say. No, I can't see it, and they didn't say. They just said it's going to be shut down for a while.
Oh, man. Very sorry about that. Are you sure you didn't cause the accident? Hello? Hello? We've lost him again.
Life goes on, and hello? The whole world will keep on turning.
Hello? Is this great radio? Is this great radio or what?
You're losing your phone system, too.
Is that great radio or what? Fine. Take it and tell him to shove it up. Never mind. Hello, Mr. Big Willie, you there? Well, maybe I'll call him. All right. Come back on here. What
I
the?
Have 2 minutes. I
doesn't matter. You got 2 minutes. You can talk for 2 minutes. You can talk for 10
what?
Hours. Anyway, so they're going to
take
out
the... Why aren't you doing Facebook today?
I don't have a guest today.
Well, that doesn't mean we want to see your turtlenecks.
Well, I don't have a turtleneck today.
I know,
today.
That's why we didn't know that.
We've got a guest tomorrow. This is a judge who's going to be on tomorrow, who's a big believer in... who says, and I believe him...
Right.
Big believer in Jesus Christ and Donald Trump. This guy's running for judge. He's going to be here tomorrow.
Well, Donald's
Wednesday,
got a picture
Don
of Jesus in the White House. Did you see that?
No, I did not. Really?
It's in the Oval Office.
Did you see the message that Donald Trump issued a news release on Sunday, on Easter Sunday?
I heard him say the F word.
On Easter, on Easter.
I know.
It's like, dude, you know, whatever. I mean, this is Easter. I mean,
it's not your Easter yet. Next Sunday's your Easter,
this
right?
Is Palms. We had Palm Sunday. The media
you
doesn't
should
even
know all
that.
About the Palms, buddy. You should be all about
the
Palms.
This is religion.
You've got the softest Palms in the Ohio Valley.
This is religion. The local media here...
I just said your
Palms. Oh, wait. Here's... Okay, I think he's back on. Mr. Big Willie, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back. It's right here. I'm right at the Frontier High School and Middle School where I'm at. And service gets really bad, so I'd have lost you. So thank goodness they turned me around, but
what?
I'd have lost you anyhow. That way you get to hear me. But no, Punky, she wants to be on, but she don't want to be on your show if that ain't on Big Willie.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, she had her chance. So she's a good-looking lady, though.
Nah, she'll come in. She'll come in still. I'm just busting your butt.
Oh, no.
So you'll be all right. She loved to come in. She was all peppy. She did a little thing with King Carpet and Ross Love online. But anyhow, I'd say that the coal miner accidents, there's a lot of people that I know that work out there and that are friends. And this whole thing's a tragedy. And I don't know if it's preventable or not. I don't want to say nothing else. But anyhow, you know, it's a dangerous job. I've had family.
Oh, my God, yeah.
A lot of family working at coal mines, and it's so dangerous. And I've had opportunities to go to the mine, and more power to them. And I'm glad that they do it. He seems like he was a great kid. I didn't know him personally. But just want to shout out to everybody who worked at the mine there. And I know it's a huge tragedy. He's got an outpouring of people reaching out. He's got a GoFundMe page for his wife. So they set up, I think they raised like $20,000 the first day or something. And if you see it, go find the GoFundMe page. I'll try to find it and put it on there. And that was two of them last week in West Virginia. So West Virginia's big coal mine country, you know, oil fields and coal mines. So it just laid heavy on our hearts, I guess, this weekend. You think about it, man, and you think about your kids and your family, and it could all be taken away in just 1 second, you know, from anything. So
no question.
Can't take anything for granted. We have fun on the show. I love everybody at the station, except you and
like me.
Steve, everybody's great. Johnny, you're just hard to swallow sometimes. Anyhow.
You would know about hard
Tyler
to swallow.
Clark had a great, great auction Saturday. It was huge, huge auction. It was awesome. He's got another big one coming up, May 2nd, a big spring consignment sale. They're going to have it. You can put stuff, if you have anything you want to consign, you can put it in now. Go to FAULKAuctions.com.